What's the word, y'all? It's Devontae, it's Reaper Training, and y'all now tuned into the Reaper Motivation Podcast. Glad for y'all to join me today, man. Today, we're speaking about something that I honestly didn't even know about until recently. This actually happened about a month ago, but I just found out about it today, and I wanted to speak on it, so here we are. If y'all not big basketball fans, there's a basketball player who's really, he retired. He used to be really, really good. Paul Pierce, nicknamed the Truth. He's a legend. You know, honestly, I mean, no one's going to call him a top 10 all time or a top 15 or maybe not even a top 20 player all time, but like, he's definitely like a Hall of Famer. He's a great player. You kind of can't even say the story of the NBA as far as LeBron James goes without Paul Pierce, because he really was his first antagonist as far as, you know, getting past and winning the championship and all that stuff. Well, one of them, you know, him and Kevin Garnett, who actually leads me into why I'm talking about this. So Paul Pierce has had some issues since he's retired with like alcohol and things like that. He started working with ESPN back in, I believe it was 2018 or 2019 is when he got hired. And he ended up losing that job due to the fact that he went live with, like, I think it was strippers and in his house twerking and shit while he's getting a haircut and he's smoking weed and drinking liquor and all this other shit, which all this isn't illegal because he's in California. But the thing is, though, is that, like, if y'all don't know, ESPN is owned by Disney, and they have, like, in most of their contracts for their employees, they have, like, a morality clause. So you really can't be doing shit that looks detrimental to the brand, you know, even on your social media. Which, I mean, I believe most news entities, as far like such as Fox, CNN, like, I'm pretty sure all of them have that type of a clause. Even like small market news stations, like I don't know if y'all are from New York, like Wits and shit like that, Wits 11 and things like that, they probably have the same thing. And then, that being said, he lost his job for that. I thought that was just, at the time when I heard about it, just a lapse in judgment, or, you know, I didn't think much of it. Recently, he was just on Kevin Garnett's podcast, and he was on there drunk and talking about how he got a prostitute with him and all this other stuff. He was really going through it. And as somebody who I'm sure he wants to get back in the swing of things as far as get another job on TV and stuff like that. And as long as he keeps acting like this, he's never gonna get a job. But here's the reason why I want to speak on this today. If y'all have heard me before talk about therapeutic releases. Now, let me break this down, because I haven't spoke about this in a while. So I believe, right, all of us go through things. We experience bad things in life, and, you know, we all have different ways of working through them in our minds. Now, therapy is a big thing now. You know, Gen Zers are fucking therapy goddamn crusaders. Like, it's like, these motherfuckers, bro. I'm a rant real quick, bro. Not everyone needs therapy. Fucking, I can't stand you. It just brings annoyance to my fucking chest whenever I hear some fucking 20-year-old white girl from the goddamn suburbs telling, like, if he doesn't go to therapy, then he isn't. Just shut your stupid ass up. Everybody has different ways of dealing with things, bro. I cannot stand it. I can just see it right now. A goddamn a little thot and goddamn Uggs in a pink Starbucks cup just casting judgment on people who doesn't go to therapy. Shut up. Anyhow, I digress. So therapy is a big thing now. I don't have an issue with therapy, but I also, you know, if y'all have heard me speak about it, I believe everyone, whether you're going to therapy or not, at least needs a therapeutic release. Now, a therapeutic release is something that you do or a hobby or activity that you do that makes you feel good, right? That is productive. I believe that a therapeutic release, in order for it to be a therapeutic release, it has to do one of two things, preferably both. It needs to stimulate you physically and stimulate you or stimulate you mentally. But like I said, I personally believe that things that do both are the best to do. Case in point, jiu-jitsu. Physically, it's stimulating you because, it, you know, you learn how to fight, you get in shape, all that other stuff. Mentally, it stimulates you because you learn how to make sound and quick decisions under duress, which is something that's very good. You know, another thing which is, you know, less active can be painting. You know, if you're a really good artist and you like to draw, that's a mental stimulation that takes a lot of focus, a lot of precision, things like that, that you can do that makes you feel good at the end of it. So, you know, there's different ways of therapeutic that you can find a therapeutic release. I would venture to say that most people don't have a therapeutic release. I can't tell you how often I'll like talk to people and ask them like what their hobby is. And a lot of people don't have a hobby. And another great therapeutic release is going to the gym. And people don't even do that. So if you have no therapeutic releases, there's some people out there who maybe just going to therapy is enough for them, right? I wouldn't sit there and try to discredit that or act like that's not a thing. That's a common thing that people do. But I would strongly suggest that even if you go into therapy, you also need a therapeutic release to help you out. Now, when you don't have a therapeutic release and you don't go to therapy, right? Or if you're just going to therapy, you still don't have therapy. Because I know people who go to therapy who are still fucked up. They still do the same shit. Because speaking for someone like me, therapy wasn't for me. The couple times I tried it, I really didn't like it. I don't like talking to people who I don't know. Right? And that's me. And even if I do know them, like, there's times where I'll be saying shit and it just, I don't feel any different after the fact. I feel much, much better about life and how I feel after I go to the gym. I feel great. The gym is my, I love training in all facets. It just makes me feel so much better about life. When I'm in there, I normally train by myself. I got my headphones in. I'm thinking about life. I'm thinking about my workout. I'm thinking about the things I want to accomplish. And when I leave, I feel great. I just left the gym. I was training for 3 hours a day. I enjoyed every bit of those 3 hours. I can't sit here and tell you, like, oh, some days I don't feel like it and I go. If I don't go to the gym for a certain amount of time, I get irritated. It's like the world isn't, I can't function correctly. That's my therapeutic release. Therapy didn't do that for me. I'd go to therapy and I'd leave and I'd feel the exact same when I left. I don't feel like that when I go to the gym. But I believe that everyone needs one. Now, how this ties in with Paul Pierce is this. I see somebody in Paul Pierce as someone who has a lot internally going on with themselves, who hasn't found a correct way of fitting. Now, here's the funny thing, right? When Paul Pierce played, he wasn't one of those players who was constantly in trouble or going through things. I think there was a situation where he got stabbed or some shit like that. Was that him? I might be thinking of Stoudemire. I had Stoudemire. He had something that happened early in his career, but it wasn't really, from what I remember, it wasn't his fault. But he really didn't get in trouble like that. I don't ever remember him getting suspended or arrested or no shit like that. He was pretty much cool. But since he's left the league, he's had a lot of issues. I hate to surmise about people's personal life. This is just from the outside looking in. When I see somebody who was good before and is now all of a sudden starting to unravel, I believe his therapeutic release was basketball. Now, I know some of y'all are thinking like, oh, he can still play basketball. People can play basketball all their lives. That is true. But here's the thing that, you know, if you haven't played sports competitively for a long time, that fire, that rush you get from competing, bro, it is a different, even like it's really hard to explain if you haven't done it. This is why I believe athletes and people that are in the military people that were in the military and get out. This is why I think that they tend to be so successful in life, right? And same thing with like musicians and stuff. Like, I believe when you get that first taste of competition and you embrace it and you like it, it does something to you that I can't really put into words. Like, just the even losing. Like, the feeling you get when you lose, because here's the thing, it's a bad feeling. You're pissed off about it. It feels bad. But when you lose and then win, I can't even, like, I'll give you a case in point. My last tournament, I lost. I got a medal, but my last tournament, I lost one of my matches. I didn't win the whole thing. I was pissed about that. But the one before that, I won after a bet after a big loss. Man, when you get those gold medals, bro, it's like, especially after some bad L's. Oh man. Oh man, you can't even, it's almost indescribable because you know you earned it, you know you worked hard for it, you know you put in the effort, and to see all that accumulate into a win, it's addictive. It'll make you want to keep doing it over and over and over and over again. And I guarantee you, Paul Pierce, like playing basketball now, like you can still be competitive, but it's not the same. You know, more than likely he's probably playing with people who weren't in the NBA. You know, they're not like he probably just is fiending probably like that whatever that feeling of that hole in him that he had was probably filled up greatly by the NBA, that constant pressure, the constant competitiveness. To some people, bro, they don't like it. You know, I remember I was it was a woman I was dating like this shit, this might be like 4 years ago, but I remember telling her like how I, you know, felt like the world is competition. Competition's a good thing. You're supposed to compete with the people around you in a positive way. I remember she was like, competition's so negative. I can't believe you think that. And I was like, but she didn't play sports. So, people who didn't play sports, who aren't familiar with that world, they probably couldn't physically comprehend competing with someone who they care about. I have friends that we was like this, like super cool in high school. But I wanted to make sure that I was the best defensive player on the field when I was on the field. And I know they felt like that too. And because of that, we pushed each other to be better. And there was no love lost. There was never a point in time where I felt anyone who was competing with me that was on my team, I was pissed off. Like, fuck him. He thinks he better than me. Like, nah, bro. This is sports. This is the fire. You see what I'm saying? In my gym now. Like I said, I still compete now for jiu-jitsu. And I want to, you know, professionally compete in the future. You know, hopefully this year. You know what I mean? Y'all stay tuned for that. Anyhow, I compete with the people in my gym now. And I love it. Man, listen, I love when I go in the gym and motherfuckers is going at me and I'm going like that. It is a beautiful feeling. Who's getting better? Oh, I'm getting better at leg locks. Oh, he's getting better at this. And that is a beautiful feeling. When it's not there, it almost like it's almost kind of depressing. Like, ah, oh, man, y'all motherfuckers are soft, bro. Y'all playing around. You know what I mean? Like, so it's a good feeling. It's something that's positive. It's something that I love. It's something that most people do. So, you know, going back to Paul Pierce, I really think that, you know, you're kind of seeing the detriment of him, you know, getting out the league and having to go through things now. And you see that with a lot of players. Like, I think another one was Warren Sapp. He was a D tackle for the Buccaneers. He played before my time of like really watching the game. But I don't ever remember anybody saying that he was like a troublemaker. Like he was a dickhead when he played, but you know, that was normal back then. But like, I don't remember him getting in trouble and shit like that. But when he got out, he started going through shit. And it's just like when you lose that, and you know what? I can attest to this. Now, obviously, I wasn't ever a professional athlete on that level. You know what I mean? But you know, I played when I stopped playing in high school and when I didn't play rugby. The reason, a big reason why I got into jiu-jitsu, and like I said, the gym is a therapeutic release for me, but that not having something where I could physically, I guess for lack of better, where I could be violent, you know what I mean? Like lifting weights is aggressive, but it's not like violent. It's not like I'm really going out there and imposing my will on somebody. And like I couldn't, because I couldn't do that, man, it was a little gap. I'd say from like 20, like 17 to when I started, where I progressively started feeling like just naturally just angry, like I was just irritated at the world, and I was like, bro, why am I always so? But when I started doing jiu-jitsu, bro, it cleansed all that out of me. It was like, all right, cool, like nah, you know what I mean? I go choke some motherfuckers every couple of days, you know what I mean? I'm cool, I mean, I'm relaxed, I'm having a good time. I compete when I, you know, doing my things, and it's now blessed. Thankfully, it's also opened up a lane for me to, you know, be a coach soon and all this other stuff, but you know, on a frame of it, is just so much better. So this leads me back to the whole thing with therapeutic releases, bro. I don't, even if you feel as though like therapy is working for you, you need a therapeutic release. Now, y'all know what my go-to saying is. If y'all been listening to me for some time, if you can't fill your time with something positive, you're gonna fill it with something negative. as sure as shit stinks. That's just what's going to happen. It's just what we do as human beings. So if you don't have a therapeutic release and you're not really going to therapy and you ain't got nothing positive to do, then guess what you probably going to do? You're going to drink. You're going to smoke. You're going to fucking, you're going to do drugs. You're going to do something that fills your time with bullshit. Now, you know, like, that's why I also say doing something that's a therapeutic release that is both mentally and physically stimulating is good, because it takes so much time away from you to do something that's detrimental, and you're growing from it. I believe I'm a much more level-headed individual since I've started doing martial arts. I believe that I didn't get into trouble when I was in high school. And in middle school, well, I did get in trouble in middle school, but I didn't get as much trouble in high school because of, that's not what I think, that's a fact. I didn't get in trouble in high school because of football. If I didn't have football and I didn't have something to quell my anger, if y'all remember me saying, when I wasn't doing football or wrestling, it was when I normally got into dumb shit. Thankfully, I never got in no serious trouble for it, but that's normally the time when I was, you know, looking for fights and doing shit like that, because I didn't have anything to do with my time, and I didn't have that thing to quell, you know, this aggressiveness I had in me. So, and I, if, man, I'm telling you right now, if I didn't play any sports, if you just took sports totally away from me, and just allowed, and I didn't train, and I didn't lift weights, and I just roamed the earth normal, I'd be in jail right now. That's not even a joke. That's a hardcore 100% fact. I'd have killed somebody right today, because this motherfucker makes me want to do it once every couple months. So it's like, you know, you got to have something that's positive. Now, there are people who have a therapeutic release that, you know, still do dumb shit. Ja Morant is a perfect example of that. But I don't think, I think Ja Morant, like I said, I don't want to surmise about what people feel. I hate when people do like the they play therapists with people from just watching them. I'm not gonna say that. But what I will say is that sometimes your therapeutic release comes to you. This is why I always emphasize on the podcast, bro. Go do things. Get out the house. Go try to see what you like to do. Go, you know, if you're on your purpose right now, you're building up your career and everything like that, I understand you probably don't have the time to do that. That's kind of where I'm at right now in life, even though I feel like I have all my interests already in order. But, you know, if you don't have that, get out the house. Go do things. Experience life. Have fun. Because, you know, your therapeutic release, you never know. It might be some shit that you never thought that you would want to do. Like, a lot of mine are kind of, you know, around the like, all my interests, what they've always been. But you know what's a therapeutic release to me now that, like, I wouldn't have really thought that would have been one down the line? Which is, you know, now that I think about it, it's kind of odd. Bro, a big therapeutic release for me now is writing. I love, bro, when I work on my books, it's not a chore. It's not something that I dislike. Now, albeit I did like writing in school, but I would have never been, like, you would have been like, hey, bro, this is going to be something that you're going to try to make a career out of. Like, shit, really? Why? There's so many other things I'd rather do with my time, but I love writing, bro. Writing is awesome. I'm actually restarting up on my book now. I had to stop because I was on military orders, but, you know, that's something that is a positive thing that I've never, but you know what? I would have never known had I not, you know, started watching different YouTube channels and hearing about people writing books. And I was like, you know what? Let me try to write a book. You know, I got things to say. I think there's a good way of it. And that's what made me write Tenacious Rose. And after Tenacious Rose, bro, you know, the process is a bit difficult, but now I love it, bro. I'd love to do it some more. There's a bunch of different ways. Like, I love art. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things, but you got to try stuff, bro. And, you know, I always, you know, I wish more people, you know, this is why I always say the company you keep is super important, because, you know, the people that I surround myself now, I sometimes see things that I do, like my, like friends that I make, I see things rub off on them, and I always kind of feel a little positive, and things rub off on me too. But for example, like, you know, me being at work, if you talk to me enough, you know I'm a ramble on sometimes about investing and things like that. A lot of my friends have started investing. I hear people, they're like, yeah, you know, I was looking into the QQQ and all that stuff. I was like, whoa, all right, gang, I like the, all right, cool, word. Like, that's, it's a good feeling. But that's, you know, that's another thing that could be, well, maybe not therapeutic release, but like, that's, you kind of see what I'm saying. Like, when you hang around people who have hobbies and do things that's interesting and fun, it'll make you kind of want to get into it. You know what I mean? And you'll never know just how, you know, positive that can be for your life until you try it. So, you know, the point of this is, you know, therapeutic releases is big, man. And, you know, I'm wishing Paul Pierce the best. But I definitely, you see it just with everybody, bro. You see it so often. You see so many athletes and actors and stuff. And I know some of y'all may be thinking, like, wouldn't their talent, some people are born with talents that they don't necessarily love. And you see that in sports all the time. There's actors who maybe at once upon a time had a passion for it and love for it, but it didn't really quell them the way they wanted it to. And they get into little side things. I've seen, man, I got people that I work with now, they do shit like they rescue cats. I know that's a therapeutic release. I could tell you 100%. Cause I know he probably, like, the dude I work with that does that, like, he'll find stray cats that's maybe pregnant, something like that. He'll find them, clean them up, all that other stuff, hold on to them till they're good, and then try to find them homes and stuff like that. He's actually gonna hook me up with some cats, hopefully, in the next couple months. I'm getting off topic. Anyhow, I know for a fact that feeling that he gets when he puts a cat in a happy home and he sees that, you know, the people on social media taking pictures with the cats and stuff. I know that's a beautiful feeling in his heart. I know it. I could just, because I know, you know, I could tell a therapeutic release when I see one. And I wish more people experienced that. I wish more people was able to see, like, if you're big into the gym and you love working out, I wish, you know, you can tell, like, if you're big into the gym, I know you probably have experienced the feeling of, like, losing a lot of weight or getting in a really good shape and looking in the mirror and being so proud of yourself, because that's a beautiful, beautiful feeling. I'm just now recently starting to lose some weight now. Like, I've been fighting with my goddamn weight for... I've been fighting my weight my whole life, but I've been fighting with it as of late, and it's finally starting to come down. Like, I looked in the mirror just while I was at the gym today. I was so proud of myself. And that's a beautiful feeling. You know, so I wish more people got a chance to experience a therapeutic release. If you don't have one, please find one. You know, it just takes you getting out there and being active and finding new friends and just doing things that make you happy. And that way it'll keep you from doing a lot of bad things. And you know what? I was not expecting this podcast to be as long as it is, but I do also want to throw this in there. Your therapeutic release will also do something that's very, 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 very underrated. And it will weed out your fucked up acquaintances, friends, and bad relationships. And I'm gonna tell you why I would do that. Because you'll see, if you're in a relationship or if you're dating women, you'll see people try to derail you from what you're doing or try to pull you away from it. Now, I want to ask you this. If you care about something, right? I know if you care about somebody and they have, let's say you have someone, like one of your friends used to be a raging alcoholic, right? And instead of alcohol, now he does carpentry. Right, he fucking carves little trinkets and stuff, and he sells them, and that's his new thing. You would feel like you would feel bad about yourself if you did anything to try to pull him away from that. Like, man, fuck all that carpentry shit, bro. Come out to the bar. Come do this. Come, you wouldn't do that because you care about him. You see that's something that he cares about. So my question to you is, if you're big into the gym, or if you're big into whatever, and someone comes along, whether it be friend, family, whoever, and they try to pull you away from that, does that person really give a real fuck about you? I'm not saying they don't like you. I'm not saying that they aren't real. But, like, is that someone you think that you should be around you? And I've experienced that a bunch of times. I've seen so many people like that. Honestly, bro, like, when I'm dating women and I can see that they're not big on like, what I do, they try to pull me away. I already know this ain't going to work. Because if I met somebody and they were into something, whatever it is, as long as it's not detrimental. And obviously, you know, something being detrimental is subjective. You know, that's all depending on what you deem. But obviously, if I'm dating someone and all you do is snort heroin, well, no, that's not a positive thing to fucking do. You know what I mean? Or if all you do is goddamn, I don't know, eat really unhealthy foods and you're super overweight, that's not a good. So all those are detrimental things. But if I'm doing something positive, something that, like I said, mentally stimulates me both mentally and physically, why would you try to stop me from doing that? Unless you don't have my best interests at heart. That's something to think about. Like, that's something that I feel like a lot of people don't, like, really harping on and look at. And you know, you see it a lot, you know, people get in relationships, they gain 40 pounds and all this other stuff. And they, you know what I mean? And they kind of, you know, love is a bit blinding, but if you really sat down and thought about it, you'd be like, man, if this person really cared about me, would they really let me do this? Right? Would they really let me throw away something that is such a big part of my life? I could not fathom trying to tell somebody, if I met a girl that likes to paint, I couldn't fathom being like, fuck going to paint. Like, I want to spend time with you. Like, bro, do what makes you happy. Yeah, I want to see you, but do what makes you happy. I'll try to fit in. I'm not going to try to change who you are. I'm going to try to find where my place is. And hopefully, if you care about me, you're going to try to find a place for me in your life also. But to tell you all of the, stop doing that. Like, what the fuck? So, you know, this went on a lot longer than I thought it would. But this is Devontae's Reaper Training, man. I appreciate you guys for joining me today, bro. We don't chase dreams. We hunt goals. I'll get up with y'all soon. Y'all be easy.